week's classroom pledge of the week is Mrs. Vella's fourth grade elementary at Brown Elementary, the fourth grade class at Brown Elementary. Here we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You can send us your classroom pledge to pledge@jayandkevin.com. All right, Steve.
Oh, boy. Okay, now I'm ready. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, you had a busy day in there.
Sure. It's always busy, Jay. Okay. Always busy.
Yeah.
Or it appears that way.
What you said.
I don't know, everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kentucky Fried Chicken, they are debuting a barbecue perfume.
Mmm.
How about that? It's already sold out, apparently.
Really?
And it's only available in the UK as of now. As of now. But it's a charcoal and smoked wood-scented perfume.
Of course it is.
Tantalizing our senses, leaving us craving the taste of smoky goodness.
So people will smell like barbecue chicken then?
I guess so, yeah.
Huh.
It comes in a nice little sleek-looking black and red striped bottle.
Oh, I see it now. It actually does look like a pretty cool perfume bottle.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what's great is they're saying...
Until you see KFC at the bottom, then that kind of looks weird.
I mean, maybe
it does kind of look a little bizarre, though. You have to admit, when you look at it, you're like, oh, that looks like a perfume bottle. And then you go, oh, KFC, so you smell like chicken.
I mean, is that really a bad thing, though?
I don't know. I don't think the whole smelling like food is necessarily something that... I mean, it's not a bad smell. Let's get that straight.
Although you might disappoint people, I guess. They come running over expecting chicken.
Do you want to? And then it's just you.
It's just you.
Just your arms. I don't know. And plus, do you want to smell like chicken all day? Wouldn't that? That's the part that I always think is weird. But then I start thinking, I don't know, do you smell your own perfume or body spray or whatever after a while? Or does it just kind of fade?
I guess not, because you're around it, so you just become immune? Not immune. What's the word?
I guess you do just get used to it after a while.
Yeah.
You just kind of just have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to put it on the poll. Would you buy perfume that smells like barbecue chicken? Text in the answer right now. 509-441-0999. Would you buy a perfume that smells like barbecue chicken?
And you know what? I think price is a big factor.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
And it's only $13.82.
Okay, well, that's pretty cheap. Or you could just take barbecue chicken and rub it on your arms.
But that would be more expensive.
Than $13? Yeah, you know what? It might be.
Yeah, so it's worth, and plus, but it's in a bottle, you can save it.
You do have the benefit of eating the chicken, though.
Oh.
Although, I don't know. Do you eat food after you rub it on your skin? That's going to be another poll question. Hold on. I got a lot of polls to put up all of a sudden.
That you do. Although, in that situation, wouldn't you eat the chicken first and then spread the... chicken remnants on you if you were doing
what do you
that?
Have left from the chicken after you eat it?
Well, you're not eating all of it. There's still...
Are you talking about the bones?
Yeah, and there's still probably... You're not going to get all of the meat and the juices and
I mean,
all that stuff.
If you're eating something on a bone, no. If you're eating boneless, there's nothing left over.
Right. So you would have to get the bones, and then I think the right approach would be you eat it first, and then you spread it.
Huh. I don't think that I guess it'd be bones that you'd be spreading on your skin.
I mean, it's like a paintbrush, you know? It's like painting a house.
Would you eat food after rubbing it on your skin? The text line, nope. No. What? Question mark. Seriously, ready to lose my cookies. Not to use on myself, but just to have the smell. Oh, so would you do it like a room freshener or something?
Yeah, I mean, what about like a, you know, chicken-scented candle?
Hmm.
Would you be opposed to that? There's vanilla-scented.
Yes. Well,
oh,
yeah.
You wouldn't be opposed
I would be opposed to a chicken-scented candle.
I don't see how this would be a bad thing.
I don't want to smell it all day, though.
I mean, you could leave the room.
You could leave the room.
All right, maybe I will.
Story number two.
All right, the polls are up. You can follow us on X or Twitter, whichever you prefer.
All right.
Would you eat food after rubbing it on your skin? And would you buy perfume that smells like barbecue chicken?
Excellent questions.
Mm-hmm. Gotta know.
That's why I bring the news, Jay.
Sorry about Kathy wanting to lose her cookies.
I apologize. Let's go to a different story.
Now,
that
cookies
might be...
would be a better perfume.
Yeah. Well, that's why realtors, they always...
That's right. They bake, right? Yeah,
they bring in the cookies. They leave out the smell. It's a whole thing.
Bring
There's
in the
scented
cookies, yeah.
Cookie candles, I bet.
I'm sure there are, yeah.
Okay. What do you think about this, Jay? A guy is paying or paid, I don't know if this is past or present tense. I think he's still doing it. $400 a week to advertise himself on a billboard to find a girlfriend. You think it's worth it?
$400 a week?
Yeah, 20-foot high billboard.
Yeah, are you reading this story so that maybe the station will, you know, like put you up there in your once white, now gray shirt and see if you can find a girlfriend?
Oh boy. Maybe. I mean, hey, this guy, he says he's gotten over 400 calls.
Holy smoke.
50 emails in just 2 weeks.
I mean, I guess if you're just looking to date somebody, maybe who knows, if you're dating that many people or actually, you know, have a potential to date that many people, you might find the right one.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this whole situation, though. He says he's looking for, you know, loyalty, honesty, sincerity, blah, blah, blah.
Is that what it said on the, where's the billboard? Can I Google it and find what a billboard looks like?
Somewhere in Texas, I think. Okay. He's from Sweetwater, Texas.
Okay.
The thing is, so he's looking for all these qualities, right? Which sounds very nice. The thing is, the majority of calls that he's gotten apparently have been from people after his cash. After his money. But he's hopeful. He's hopeful
he's
that
hopeful.
He's
going to
find Miss Wright soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, this guy, he's a 70-year-old guy.
Oh,
he's,
I see it now. Been, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's... he's been single since 2015. He's just looking for love, Jay.
Well, this is way different than I was thinking for you. I was thinking this was for a younger guy, but, I mean, it says, did you see the billboard?
I haven't seen a picture, but I've seen the details.
Okay, yeah. Lonely male can relocate. Sweetwater seeks female, marriage-minded, enjoys karaoke.
It's very important.
And then don't text and drive, which is a nice little caveat at the end. And it has his phone number to text and an email and a picture of him.
Putting your phone number up on a billboard?
Well, I mean, you heard of a burner phone, haven't you, Steve?
Heard of it.
Yeah, I'm sure you have several burner accounts for all the people who are trying to text you. This would be great for you. Put a picture of you up there. You could say, let's see, how would we word it? I'm basing it off of what he says. Lonely male.
Okay.
Maybe single male.
Yeah. I don't know if I really like lonely.
I know. Male. That seems desperate. Seeks female. Do you want marriage-minded on your billboard?
All right, we could do that. Yeah.
Marriage-minded, okay.
Enjoys karaoke?
Do you want? Probably not, right?
I mean, enough.
Like, what would you... I mean, of all the activities that they plan to do together, his seems to be karaoke. What would yours be? Seeks female, marriage-minded, enjoys...
Catnaps.
Oh, boy. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, boy.
Just guessing is I guessed on multiples for this round.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're a good guesser, you're a good guesser.
Kevin James.
I guess.
I guess.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Steve.
Hi, guys. My daughter is going to be done with high school in a few weeks. When she was a freshman, I promised that if she maintained at least a 3.5 GPA, my wife and I would buy her a car the summer after she graduated. She has a 4.0, so that's not going to be a problem. However, money's a little tight right now. It's not a good time for my wife and I to be making a big purchase like a car. I don't want to break my promise, but I think I need to. The big thing I need help with is telling her, what's a good way to break the news? I'll take all the advice that I can get.
All right, so 509-441-0999. That is the phone number to call or text. Or you can comment on our Facebook page. We always post our listener letters up there as well. Well, I mean, let's just rewind time here. If you made the promise 4 years ago, maybe should have started putting money away back then. That probably would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, there could be a ton of extenuating circumstances, as we are well aware. There could be things maybe we don't know about. And we're going to take it at its what it's written as, not like, oh, he lost his job. Or I mean, he doesn't say that in the letter, so we're going to take it that he didn't. Okay, so we're not going to add a bunch of extenuating circumstances that may or may not be there. Now, if they are there, well, then obviously he can adjust the advice. Don't you think that's fair? We'll just take it as it's written.
Yeah, I think, you know, you are correct, Jay.
Yeah, so we'll just take it as it's written because we could make up some stories here. You know, we could make up a ton of stuff.
Oh, I'm good at making things up.
But, man, you saw it coming for 4 years, so but again, you didn't. So now here's where we are. Because I think a lot of people on the text line are saying, bro, what were you doing for 4 years?
Right.
You made a promise 4 years ago. It wasn't like, hey, we're going to Silverwood this week, and then something came up. Oh, we'll go next weekend. Okay. This is a long, ongoing promise that I'm sure has been discussed, brought up, and mentioned many times in the last 4 years. But we're going to, again, deal with what we have sitting in front of us on our plate, which is you don't have the money to apparently keep your promise. Now, he doesn't say a new car. He said he would buy her a car.
Right.
So, obviously, there's the, you know, the capabilities of buying something used that might be substantially cheaper than a new car. Like, what do you think is an amount of money he could probably purchase a decent car for, Steve?
Oh, I mean, you could get a car for, I don't know, people are giving away cars.
Well, he apparently is supposed to be giving one away, but he doesn't know he can do it.
Yeah, whether or not it's good or not, I mean, it might be missing, you know, all of its doors and things like that if they're just giving it away, but... I don't even know how much.
I mean, let's say $8,000.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you could probably even find something a little bit cheaper than
the
that.
The payment on that isn't horrible. I mean, you just have to, you can't, here's the first thing. You can't just go, you know what? I didn't plan ahead. My bad, and break your promise. That is probably the worst thing you could do.
Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people are saying. Yeah.
I mean, you can't just give up on that. Again, this had to have been discussed many times. I'm just saying that if I told my daughter that, and for 4 years, I'm sure every time there was a report card, there would be one of those, hey, look it, I'm above 3.5.
Right.
You know, there was a ton of discussion on this. So, you have to abide by your promise. I think that's the first thing. And then you might have to say, well, I'm going to get you a car. It's not going to be the greatest car because, you know, guess what? My kid's got junkers and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I kind of wanted them to have a junker at the beginning anyway, so maybe at some point they'll appreciate when they get a better car.
Yeah, absolutely.
So get a junker like Steve has, and...
Whoa.
Oh, what?
Easy, Jay. Easy.
I'm just kidding.
I've been saying that a lot lately.
Yeah, easy, easy.
And there's reason why I'm saying that.
Yeah, no, I think you got to go by the promise, right? You have to abide by your promise.
You know, I did get a call from Michael during the break here, and he was basically saying that... You can just maybe sit down with your child and say, hey, this is kind of the situation, whatever.
Sure.
We can't get you a car right now, but in the future we will. We'll kind of work saving up all that because we want to get you something that's safe and get you from point A to point B. So we'll sort of work towards it, but maybe there's just a little bit of a delay in getting you the vehicle.
Well, and again, if there's a scenario where the child's clearly aware that times are tough and things have happened, then that's something else where you can say, hey, obviously this was an unforeseen circumstance. You know, we are going to do it. I could see that.
Yeah, I'm kind of reading into it. I think that's kind of what it sounds like.
I did like this on the text line. Give her your car. Ride a bike.
Okay. How about a Lime scooter?
There you go. All right. Well, the conversation continues on our Facebook page. You can check it out, Jay and Kevin Show. In the meantime, it is Secret Sound time. We've got over $800 at stake. We're going to play next.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's really bad, guys.
What?
It's cutting out like every other word.
You're killing my daughter. She keeps texting about you not being able to hear. She's laughing her head off about it.
Kevin James.
Either get the poor man a pair of headphones.
I have headphones.
This is much better.
Listen, little Emily. Little Emily, listen to me. I have headphones. I just forgot them at home.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Get the poor man a pair of headphones. For crying out loud. Get the poor man some headphones. I don't blame her.
It's time for Jay and Kevin's
Secret Sound.
Secret Sound time. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing okay? Why, are you nervous?
A little bit.
What's the most amount of money you've ever won?
Like $500.
Ooh, well, that's a good chunk, though.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could get you a little more than that today. Have you been keeping track of the secret sound at all?
On my way to work and on my way home, not the 920, but I've been looking at the guesses on the website. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. That's what we need. Let's see what we're playing for this morning. Let's see how much it is.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's secret sound is
$833.
$833. I'm assuming you're on your way to work right now then?
I am, yeah.
Okay, very good. Imagine you get to work and you say, guys, I just won $833 on the way. Would you tell them or would you keep it to yourself?
I'd probably tell them. I told them when I won the trip to Nashville a few years ago.
Oh, well, see, there you go. And how was that received? With jealousy or excitement for you?
Little bit of both.
I think that's actually fair. Yeah. You're like, what? That's great. And then in the back of your mind, well, I want to go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how we do here. Here it comes.
Here's the secret sound.
Kristen, for $833. What is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
Is it pulling the lever on a recliner chair?
Pulling the lever on a recliner chair. Oh my gosh. I about had a heart attack.
Man.
So did you. Dang it. Kristen, we're going to qualify with a $100 gift card, okay? Yes, somebody at the end of this will win that. Hold on, just for playing, and enjoy work today. Thank you for playing, though, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Not correct. Great guess, though, Kristen. We'll play it again at 9:20 this morning.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be
$854.
Stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the Big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to secret sound responsibly.
Entertainment news is brought to you by Amco, AAMCO. Steve, I'm thinking more about this billboard thing where we put your picture up on a billboard and see if we can get you, you know, a date. And I was talking about this last night with my wife about who would be the perfect match for you. And I brought it up to my wife and she said yes. I said...
She would not be the perfect match for me, Jay.
No. I just said I brought it up to my wife. I didn't say I suggested my wife.
She said yes, though. Yeah. I don't understand what you said.
Right.
It's weird.
Emmy Russell from American Idol would be a great match for you.
She seems a little... How old is she? She's like 15, right?
No, she's 20 or 22 or something like that. Okay. Yeah. But she gets very nervous...
We could share experiences.
She's 25. See? She sometimes lacks confidence. She gets very excited, though. She's very excited what she did well. She's obviously a cute gal. Lives in Nashville. You know a lot about country music.
I do.
Let's go with it.
Okay.
You know, she's very short.
What do you?
I'm just saying. What do you think? I mean, we could reach out.
Yeah, let's reach out.
No.
Get the billboard, Jay.
Get the billboard. Okay. Wow.
I mean, no, don't get the billboard. Don't get the billboard. Well, I take it back.
You heard it, everybody. He said, get the billboard.
No, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it.
To a freeway near you. Steve's picture on a billboard. Looking for love.
Oh, no one wants to see
in
that.
All the right places. I'm excited about that. I'm going to talk to Kev about that the second the show ends today.
I'm sure he'd be all about it.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, we're going to pay for it ourselves. I don't even care. I'm just going to see how much that thing costs. I mean, it's like done deal.
I can't imagine a bill. How expensive do you think a billboard is?
I mean, it depends on how big it is, how many there are, and how long it's up. But, you know, there's some variables there. But believe me, we're going to find a way.
Yeah, I knew the town that I lived in previously. There was a guy running for political office. He owned a billboard company. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he took full advantage of that. Putting his face just
really?
Everywhere.
Oh, he had his own face up there a lot, did he?
I think he did. I can't really remember. Mm. It wasn't school board, but it was something similar.
Okay.
To that. I can't remember.
What do you got against Emmy Russell from American Idol?
Nothing. Mm. Nothing.
Well, all right. What do you have on Jason Kelce?
According to reports, Mr. Jason Kelce, who would you like him better than Travis?
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Same level. Oh, okay. He's reportedly going to be a part of ESPN's Monday Night Countdown.
I could see that.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I could see that. He's funny. He's obviously knowledgeable, been in the league forever.
Yeah, he's kind of done
entertaining
a little bit of it already. He was on like one of the last games of the regular season or something.
Yeah, I could definitely see it.
But yes, yeah, so this is according to reports, though. So it's not official, but I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I could see that. I think that'd probably work pretty well. Also, I saw this morning. Is this a big story or not a big story? That they're talking about there could be a ban on decaf coffee. Because apparently because guess what? I don't know if you know this, but coffee beans have caffeine. So to make it decaf, they have to remove the caffeine from the bean.
Uh-huh.
To do that, they're apparently using, I think it's methylene chloride, which is obviously not great for you.
Right.
It's allowed to stay on the bean in a small amount, but now the FDA and all these guys are like, that's actually bad. That's not good for us, so we should get rid of it. Is that a big story? I mean, what percentage of people do you think drink decaf coffee?
I bet there's a large...
High percentage?
Yeah, I bet you there's a large percentage. Because I think... Well, would you say people drink that for the taste?
Sure. And something hot.
Yeah, okay. I would say, it's a pretty decent, it's a pretty large population of people.
Yeah,
who
I mean,
are drinking, decaf. Or if if you're a big regular coffee drinker and you don't want to be up late at night or something,
you may switch to decaf later in the day.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still like the flavor of
exactly.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Now, text in if you drink decaf coffee. Yes or no? Would it be a big deal decaf coffee being banned in America? If Bruce was standing here right now from the Friday crew, what's the point? Gosh darn decaf coffee. I even have that stuff.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yay! 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 Yay!
Kevin James.
I've made my family disappear.
Kevin!
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we've got some tickets here to Silverwood for Mother's Day weekend. Oh, no, there's no way. Hey, Josh?
Yeah?
We didn't happen to meet you at the concert the other night at the Cody Johnson concert, did we?
No, I didn't get tickets for that.
Okay. I was just curious because we met a man named Josh, and my buddy Steve over here called him Ryan for the first, 10 minutes of the conversation. I was just wondering if that was maybe you.
This would be bad if he called it.
That would have been hilarious, actually. Yeah.
He says he listens all the time, so
it could have been him, yeah.
It's
very
nerve-wracking. Well,
it's all good, Josh. Let's see how you do here. So here's the thing, Josh. We've got some audio of famous TV moms. We're going to play you some audio from these moms of things that they have said on a show on television. And then you're just going to tell us, either the TV show or the TV mom's name. Either one. We'll take either. Okay?
All right.
All right. Good. So, again, famous TV mom. You tell us who it is or what show they were on. If you get 3 out of 5, we get you the tickets to Silverwood. All right?
All right.
All right. Here's number one.
Keep the lettuce separate until 11:30. That way, the lettuce stays moist and the bread stays dry. Huh?
Huh? All right, who's the TV mom?
Marge Simpson.
Marge Simpson.
Yeah, very good,
well
very good.
Done. One in a row for Josh Ryan. All right, Josh, here we go.
No, this is not Josh Ryan.
Oh, my fault. Yeah. Sorry. All right, here comes number two.
Look at them over there. Men are such idiots, and I married their king.
Who do you think that is?
Can you play that again?
Sure, I can play it again. I mean, hold on a second. I didn't know you were going to make it difficult on me, you know, but it's all right.
Josh.
Yeah, here we go.
Look at them over there.
Oh, hold on.
Men are such idiots, and I married their king.
Could you hear it that time, Joe?
Yeah. Peggy from Married with Children.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Wow.
Nice one.
That was my fault that you couldn't hear it very good there, Josh. I fixed it on my end, so it will be better for you now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do we want to do this one? Which one, Steve? This one, that one, or the one right there?
Oh, the one right there.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Name this TV mom.
Did you do something to make me mad? Because then I am. But if you didn't, then I am not.
I didn't do anything.
Then I am not mad. I am mad. Last night, Jay had a sexy dream about some woman.
Green Acres.
Green Acres. Oh, yeah, Green Acres. No, that's incorrect. I'm sorry. That's Gloria from Modern Family.
Okay, that's one show I don't watch.
Okay, well, there you go. See, that's the thing sometimes. Even if the mom is famous, there's sometimes you're not going to know it.
Yeah. Still got two right.
Two right, one wrong. Let's see if we can get this one. Do I want to use... which one do I want to use? 3, 2, 1.
I asked you nicely to stay out of it. You're pretending you don't hear me. Well, maybe you're going to hear this. Mind your business. Keep your mouth shut when it comes to my kids. All right?
Wow, I don't even know that one. Name that TV mom, Josh.
I don't know that one. We're up to the last one.
I don't know that one either. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
You know, it isn't every day that Mr. and Mrs. Fred Mert celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary.
That's right.
Gee, that's such a long time. 25 years.
Yeah, 25 years.
Sounds longer when you say it.
The Lucy Show. Yeah! It's Lucille Ball. Absolutely right. Wow, nice effort on that one. The one that I didn't know and you didn't know was who, Steve?
Carmela Soprano from The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
The show I never watched.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. Just for fun, I'm going to give you the tickets just for fun, Josh. Let's see if we can get this last one. Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. I am flying right off the handle.
Seems to me you're just as pleasant as always.
Well, that is sweet.
Her voice is awesome. Did you know that one, Josh?
I know it. I can't think of the name.
It's from That 70s Show, right, Steve?
Yep.
That 70s Show. She's hilarious.
Kitty Foreman,
that's it.
Yeah.
Josh, let me get you some tickets to Silverwood here. We got another pair to give away here in just a little bit. So hold on. We'll get your information. More Silverwood tickets for Mother's Day weekend on the way. And another chance to qualify for the CMA Music Fest Flyaway, which is coming up. That's that 5-night stay in Nashville. And tickets to 4 stadium shows. That is an incredible trip. So we have a chance to qualify for that coming up as well.